अथ वैकुंज बिहारी जय कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंवर गौरीदान की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जगनपुरी धाम की न्यू रामनवीटी धाम की तुलसी देवी की वासुकी देवी की गंगा माई की यमुना माई सामवेत भक्तवृंद ग्लोरी समदोती सो ग्लोरी समदोती सो ग्लोरी श्री गंगानंद प्रेमानंदी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो एथ चैप्टर वर्स 18 नीनाम सदारनो धर्म सविशेषश्च यादृशा शेनिनां रजसीनां च धर्मकृच्छेषु जीवतां Ninam sadharana sadharano dharma. Sabhisheshastra yadusha. Sheninam rajasinancha. Dharma kritreshu jivata. Ninam sadharana dharma. Sabhisheshastra yadrusha. Sheni nam rajasi nam cha. Dharma kritreshu jivata. Ninam sadharana dharma. Sabhisheshastra yadrusha. Of human society. Sadharana. General. Dharma. Religious affiliation. Savishesha. Specific. Cha. Also. Yadrusha. As they are. Sreninam. Of the particular three classes. Rajashinam, of the saintly royal order. Cha, also. Dharma, occupational duty. Kritshreshu, in the matter of distressed conditions. Jivatam, of the living beings. Translation, please also explain what may generally be the common religious affiliations of human society, as well as their specific occupational duties in religion, the classification of the social orders, as well as the administrative royal orders, and the religious principles for one who may be in distress. Purport. The common religion of all classes of human beings, regardless of whosoever and whatsoever one may be, is devotional service. Even the animals may be included in devotional service to the Lord, and the best example is set by Sri Vajrangaji, or Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Sri Ram. As we have already discussed, even the aborigines and cannibals can also be engaged in devotional service of the Lord if they happen to be under the guidance of a genuine devotee of the Lord. In Skanda Purana, there is a narration that a hunter in the jungle became the most enlightened devotee of the Lord by guidance of Sri Narada Muni. Therefore, devotional service to the Lord can be equally shared by every living being. Religious affiliation in terms of different countries and cultural circumstances is obviously not the common religion of the human being. Rather, the basic principle is devotional service. Even if a particular type of religious principle does not recognize the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the followers still have to obey the disciplinary principles laid down by a particular leader. Such a leader of a religious sect is never the supreme leader, because such a circumstantial leader comes to the position of leadership after undergoing some penance. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not, however, required to be under disciplinary action to become leader, as we see in the activities of Lord Krishna. The occupational duties of the caste and orders of society following the principles of livelihood also depend on the principles of devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that a person can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by awarding the results of his occupational duty unto the devotional service of the Lord. People following the principles of devotional service to the Lord can never be put into difficulty, and thus there cannot be any question of apat dharma or religion in distress, as will be explained in this book by the greatest authority, Srila Sukadeva Goswami. There is no religion save and except the devotional service of the Lord, though this may be presented in different forms. Radha Krishna Vedam Sahagana Lalita Shivashakam Kamsa Panchaka Patru Vyasha Kipasinu Vyavacha Patitan Pavani Dovaishna Vedro Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaur Vakarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nrinam sa darano dharma savishesha shtiyatusha shreninam rajashinam cha dharma kritsche shujivipam. Please also explain what may generally be the common religious affiliations of human society, as well as their specific occupational duties in religion, the classification of the social orders as well as administrative royal orders, and the religious principles for one who may be in distress. Okay, so here this verse is continuing questions. This whole chapter is called Questions of Maharaj Pariksit. So there's a lot of questions which are not necessarily answered immediately in this chapter, obviously. They're not answered, but we have to read on. And the next chapter is called Answers. And next two chapters, well, the first, ninth chapter, Answers by Citing the Lord's Version. And the very well-known four nutshell verses are in the next chapter, which by now we should all become familiar with. And they are the essence of Bhagavatam, Aham Eva Asame Bhagve. So all the answers are summarized in those four verses. Nutshell. Nutshell doesn't sound so good. I remember when I was a kid, I used to crack nuts. My grandmother had nuts, and we had a little nutcracker thing. Not very fun. You'd rather just eat the nuts, like the nectar. But still, they're the nutshell verses. I don't know how we get this word. Nutshell. But ahame vasa me bhagre nanya yatsara satparam yadai tatcha. So yovishishay the soulsmiham. But this particular verse is answered in many ways throughout Bhagavatam. Most of us, if we were about to die in 7 days, we wouldn't ask these questions. But Maharishi Parikshit was not an ordinary person. He could ask such questions. How could you have your mind so controlled, not eating or sleeping, drinking, and still ask these questions about many things that seemingly have nothing to do with it? But basically, ninam, this word ninam is used. Ninam yan niyamanam miyananam manusheshu minishanam. I think in the previous chapter of Second Canto, where Shukadeva Goswami, this word comes up, ninam, amongst the human beings. Ninam yan niyamanam manusheshu. What I recall is that in L.A., Prabhupada was lecturing on this verse, I believe the first verse and the second, third chapter, kind of, that I heard your question, Sukadev said, now I am going to give you all the answers. So he heard the questions that at the end, in the 19th chapter of the Bhagavatam, first canto, there were some main questions given by Parikshit Maharaj. That some said, you are the greatest of yoginam, guru. You are the greatest of gurus, the greatest of yogis. So therefore, tell me what should be done. What should I chant? What should I think about? Mriyamanasya. One who is about to die. He said, Mriyamanasya. So in the next canto, in the beginning, maybe the second chapter, then Sukadeva says, Nrinam yam riyamana nam amasheshu manishinam evametam nagaditam. You have asked questions that are very nice. In fact, he congratulated Parikshit Maharaj that your questions are so great. Bariyane shate prashna kito loka hitam nirpa atmavit samatha. Those who are very learned, they approve of this type of questions. Because it is good for the welfare, hita kamyaya, for all human societies, sarvaloka mangalam. So, bariyanesha, very nice questions. So, Parikshit Maharaj has so many, but we couldn't think of such questions to ask. And they all get answered too. So, when Prabhupada was in LA speaking on this verse, those who are on the threshold of death, I have answered. He already said that. He's answering. I've answered. He answered already in the beginning of the second canto. Now he's going to answer more and more. It's unfolding. The Bhagavatam is just like this kaleidoscope. You know, it's becoming greater and greater as you see, increasing with answers, with questions. And the more you read it, Yamakshana Ananyadi, every moment of every hour at the end of the Bhagavatam is glorified that. One should study this in Bhagavatam, read it here. Ananyadi, yama, kshanam, ananyadi, ananyadi. It means always meditating on it. Every moment, every hour. Ekam shlokam padardam ba. Even if one reads only one shloka, or half a shloka, or he reads one line or half a line, one syllable, that still it does benefit. So, of course, if one reads one line, one shloka, then becomes addicted. Like Dhruva Maharaj says in his prayers, that now I've become a madman because I heard some of this, the glories of the personality of Godhead. And although, he said, this material world is full of blazing fire, waves of fire and danger at every moment, still, we can surpass this, titaranti cha deva mayam. We can surpass this deva mayam by hearing again and again the Bhagavatam. So it increases. There's more questions, more answers. And they're overlapping, going back. It's not static. It's not static, but we're hearing more. Pibanti e bhagavata atma. It's one of the verses, the last verse in the, I think, second or third chapter. Drink it again and again. So by that time, we should develop this taste. But even if we don't develop taste,
Well, you're going to go back because it's encouraging us more and more. Like here we're hearing about Hanuman. Hanuman's not necessarily mentioned. Does it say Hanuman in this verse? I don't see it. But Prabhupada became inspired. In the first paragraph he says that the best example, he says, even the animals may be included. Hanuman. And Hanuman, he's there. Kapi Dwaja is a flag of Arjuna, which caused distress for Duryodhana and his party because, wait a minute, he already has Krishna, now he has Ram. Because when you see Hanuman, then you already have Rama there. But Hanuman gets a special place, not only in ninth canto, the summary, short summary of the Ramayana, but in that Varsha, Kim Purusha Varsha. In 19th chapter of fifth canto, Hanuman is described there in Kim Purusha Varsha. Rishtanami is one devotee there, he's the leader, but Hanuman is there, and they're all worshipping Ramchandra. And although we only get about 6, 7, 8 verses there, but the essence is there of Hanuman's mood, that he says, although I'm an animal, but Ramchandra engaged me to do service. So he's eternally there worshipping. He describes there very philosophically this Hanuman is not an ordinary, obviously an ordinary animal. And Gajendra, Madhvik Prapana Pashu Pasha Emokshana, he says, Pashu Pasha, although he's an animal, an animal like me, Madhvik means like an animal like me, even though I'm an elephant. I was just thinking that verse. Madhvik Prapana Pashu Pasha Emokshana, still Emokshana, because these prayers in 8.3 are all the prayers of Gajendra. And they're generally known as Gajendra Mokshana, that Gajendra was liberated. Madhrik Prapana, because Prapana, he surrendered. So if one is an elephant, Gajendra, Madhrik Prapana Pashu Pasha Mokshana. Muktaya Buri Karanaya, because he says, Muktaya Buri Karanaya. The Lord is, we don't realize it, but according to Gajendra, according to Hanuman, other great Dhruva, all the great persons offering prayers. Bori Karunaya Namolaya. Bori Karunaya means he's not only full of mercy, Bori, but very merciful all the time, unceasingly. Bori Karunaya Namolaya. So, unfortunately, in the material world, not just the animal, but the humans also, they're called Dui Pada Pashu. So, they're like, also like animals. Svavid, in that second canto also, how Shukadeva describes, Svavid varahostra karai samstu tapu shapasu. Those who are the man, supposedly like, supposedly man, but they're not, he says. They're Svavid varahostra karai samstu tapu. They're just like the dogs. Of course, dog can also be good. Vaishnav thinks, I am dog, Tomar, Kukura, Bolia, Ami. Consider me, Baliami, your dog. Dog is very subservient to the master. Well, we don't allow dog in our house usually, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I am your dog. He's telling Tomar, Vaishnava. Charya, he says, Tomara Kukura, Vaishnava Chakra Tomara Kukura. So Kali, although Kali is, he has a form as a man, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhavadaram, that the Kali Yuga is like a dog, and that dog can be beaten with a stick, and that stick is being held by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhajagodruma Kanana Kunjabhidam. Although he's enjoying pleasure in Godrum, in Navadvip, still, Bhajagodramakana, Kali Kukuramudgara Bhavadana. He's beating back Kali with his, how is he doing it? He's enjoying with all his Panchatattva Ekavastu Nahikichubay. All of them are enjoying these pastimes. In fact, Prabhupada, I know at least one time, a couple times, devotee said, Prabhupada, you are always smashing the impersonalists and the scientists, calling them dogs, cats, animals. But they get offended, they get angry. Prabhupada said, that is our pleasure pastime. So Prabhupada didn't mind. So many times, I just saw one conversation there. Prabhupada, they're becoming very disturbed. Satsarupa was telling Prabhupada that we were invited to go to some gathering of scholars, but then they changed their mind. They said, no, these Hare Krishnas are too fanatic. So, because they only want to speak on their thing and Mahaprabhu and this and that, we don't know. They were disturbed like that. So Prabhupada said, that's okay, we won't go, but we won't compromise our principles. Of course, if one doesn't have the shakti, the adhikar like Prabhupada, he may not be able to do like that, to defeat these animal-like person. But Prabhupada was convinced. Dui pada pashu. And what is Narottam Das, pashu paki jare, pasana bidare. Even the animals, even the birds, they can be enlivened. Tiryam, rishishu, yarushu. So going on here, this word kritstreshu, you don't find too many sightings of this word in Bhagavatam, but one well-known shloka by Kunti Devi, kritstrata, what is it, Vishan Mahagne, she describes all these miseries that came to the Pandavas. The fire, the poison cake, they're always trying to poison, they did set fire to that house of lack, Vanavata, wherever it was, it's described in Mahabharata. So Kunti Devi is summarizing all these things. Vishan Mahagne and Purushada, Prabhupada mentions cannibals. There was cannibals also. I can think of one time, there was that Baka, where they came to staying in some house in that village, I forget the name, and Kunti Devi, she overheard that it was very heartrending that every family had to sacrifice some member of their family to this cannibal, and they would have to put on a big cart, giant cart, all kinds of food, and a human being. So she told her sons, what is this? Crazy, you know. So Bhima, he got on the cart. he took care of that guy pretty bad. So that's what happened. So, but still, Vanavasa Krikshita, she was saying, I put in the forest for 13 so many years. Krikshita, so many of these miseries were given to them. But she's saying, and now we have this, she was speaking. And just immediately after that, what is that? The son of Drona, Ashwatthama, he sent the arrows and tried to kill Pariksit in the womb. He was a nasty fellow. So she said, but now you have saved us from this Ashwatthama, the blazing fire of Ashwatthama. He was a big rascal. And Prabhupada says, even the aborigines, I think this is already described by Shukadeva in his very own prayers. Kirata hon andra palinda pulkasha. On andra, I just saw a reference, almost forgetting, but Prabhupada was saying andra, that something happened in andra, very dramatic, and Prabhupada said, now I see why this is mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami, these rascals. Andhra Pradesh, that he had done something very bad. So he said, now I see why they're mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami. So there he mentioned so many of these. Kirata Honandra. What? Kirata Honandra Palinda Pukasha. Sukadeva Goswami in his prayer is saying, all of those persons, whether they're cannibals, aborigines, Kirata Honandra Palinda, just I forget whether they are Turks or Greeks or something. Many were like Europeans, Germans, or Chinese, all described it. Kerata Honanda Palindapuk, Abir Shumba Yavanakashadaya. Kshadaya refers to Chinese. So someone could say, oh, Bhagavatam is very bad, you know, they're discriminating. No, it says, yenye cha papa yada pashra. If they take shelter of someone like Shukadev, what to speak of directly, they cannot go directly, but if they take shelter of a pure devotee, as long as they don't get shelter of such a devotee, then they will have to transmigrate and suffer. E rupe brahmanda brahmite kon bhagyabana jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti bhagavata. So we're going to describe how in 22nd chapter, I think Madhya Lila, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking with Sanatana, all these things, that how one can take shelter even after going through so many, how do we have these verses at the end of the Bhagavatam? No, the one describing Sambhava, Baho Sambhavante. After, how does it start? Baho Sambhavante. After going through so many births and deaths, Baho Sambhavante. One gets a human form of life, Baho Sambhavante. And he gets the favorable breezes. What's that verse? Forgot it already. He gets the favorable breezes of the Vedic literature. In fact, here it says in the purport, whatever people are doing, following some leader, he needs to do some. There's some famous guru nowadays. He's very popular, super popular. And so they say, yes, he did this and this austerity. So I just brought to mind that this is on the news, that most people think he's a great guy or something. He's actually very bad, in my opinion. Not very bad. He does pious works, but he's not surrendered to Krishna. He doesn't accept Shastra at all. You see him. He says, no, I don't read any Shastra. I'm just a yogi and guru. Self-appointed. So the point of the news was saying that he did so many austerities to get to this point. So what was the austerity? He got to this point. And so there's some tiny good he's doing, maybe. Or the politicians, they have to perform so many austerities to get to what they use. It's amazing they do that. Like, you know, you see them where they're campaigning, they can't even speak, they're going flying here and there, and one time somebody maybe gets shot. They have fear, like the kings described here. Rajarshi Nam, what the kings. Even Ramchandra was showing this example that, oh, he went around incognito, he heard people speaking that Ram has done this, accepted Sita, but he is not actually fearful. But ordinary king is always fearful, like the politicians, they're always fearful. Nowadays there's so many people with guns, maniacs, and they can finish you at any moment. We hear about this madman Putin. He's so paranoid, you know. You see, he sits at a table, the next person is within 50-foot table, maybe 100-foot on the other end. And they become so paranoid, someone has to taste their food. But do they trust the man who's tasting the food? But they're not real Rajarshis, like Parikshit. Even Parikshit, he gave it up. He wasn't very old. And Bharat, we'll read in 5th canto, Joho Yuvaiva Malava. He gave up his kingdom as a youth. There's too much trouble. Even if they're a great king, that king, what was his name? The father of Vena. He was very disturbed. His son was such a demon, horrible. He just gave it up. Anga. And he went off. So there's always a problem. And if you become King Yudhisthira, he was supported all the way by Krishna, and still he was lamenting in the first canto, so much lamentation. I cannot be purified. All these people died because of me. You can close this door. I don't know what they're doing. They're whacking their leaves or something. So there's always some problem. But what does Prabodhananda Saraswati tell us? Vishram Purna Shukayate. He's seeing the whole universe as full of happiness. Vishram Purna Shukaya. Purna Shukaya. Full of happiness. So devotees are not disturbed. So amritatvaya kalpate, Krishna tells Arjuna in the beginning of the Gita, suke duki same kritva, one who becomes equipoised. He was speaking about that avadut last night. The avadut didn't care for anything. We read many of the avaduts are described. Vrishabhdev, Bharat, Jadabharat. Jadabharat, he was not even disturbed. He was in ecstasy, even though he was about to be sacrificed by these dacoits, horrible dacoits. So this is a very high bar that we always look up to. These are our role models, the great avadutes, the great... Prabhupada was not intimidated. He wasn't going to feel distress at any time. Even in Calcutta, these Naxalites came. They were very envious, violent guys, Bengalis. I don't want to say all Bengalis, but they were Bengalis. So they wrote a note to Prabhupada, fly or die. Fly or die. They were so envious because they were charging like 2 rupees or 1 rupee for the seats in the front. You could sit in the back. It was free. So Prabhupada just said, let them sit in front. So Prabhupada just kept playing with his cartels. He wasn't disturbed. Nothing. Nothing would disturb. And then when it was time, just like Prabhupada's godbrother Sridharmar said that some dacoits were threatening. Prabhupada was staying for some time in Sridharmar's temple in Navadvipa, other side of the Ganga. So these dacoits were some threatening something. And Prabhupada was a chemist. He was making Molotov cocktails also. So not disturbed, but he also has this Ishwara Bah. Dacoits are coming? Okay. We won't let them take the temple. If they come, we'll have something. They didn't come that time, but Sridhar Maharaj remembered that he was had that chakya spirit. The dacoits may come, but we won't just run. We'll have our own bombs. When Prabhupada was taking prasadam, when I don't know who was dropping bomb Japanese in Calcutta, boom! Prabhupada said, I was thinking of Krishna. And he was thinking of 11th chapter, awe and reverence. Time I am, like that. So many things. He didn't want to be disturbed. He said, no, I was simply taking my kachoris, my prasadam. So, not disturbed. Of course, there is disturbance, but the more we surrender, more we're drink, pibanti bhagavatamana satam, vidushitashayam, the more the polluted aim of life is purified, then the less we're disturbed by it. But fortunately, we have so many acharyas to look to. They've undergone so many austerities. Tapyanti lokatapena. Tapyanti lokatapena. This verse in 8th chapter, 8th canto, describes Lord Shiva. He's so merciful. He does tapasya, but his tapasya is meant for the salvation of the living entities, especially human beings. Tapyanti lokatapena. Sarvo. These are the sadhu, what's the rest of that? Paramaradhanam tahi, palushyas. Paramaradhanam, this is the highest worship. There's so much type of worship. One who gives up everything. Vasudev Dutt, when he was so merciful, and Mahaprabhu was crying. His heart was breaking when he saw how merciful that. Please, I'm taking care, he told Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt said, Jeev Dukha Deki, when I see these jeevas suffering, Dukha Deki, more Hridaya Bidure, my heart is breaking. Please, Lord, take all their dukkha and shire, put it on my head. Imagine such an elevated people. We have trillions of lifetimes we can't imagine to become. So I have a bead bag. We may have tilak, but these persons are unimaginable. Put it on my head. So Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, they're all liberated now. As long as I am in this world, all persons here while I'm here will be liberated. Be moksha. No problem. Of course, one degree, another of liberation. And dharma kamarti vimukta kama janti shtangatim ish. There's another verse by Gajendra where he talks about dharma, the ultimate dharma, the ultimate goal. Chimshashi sarvap abhyamai. Those who take up this supreme dharma, paro dharma, it's not just dharma. We've already heard in the beginning of Bhagavatam about paro dharma, but here we're here again. Parikrama Maharaj, just to clarify, so we have everything summarized. Therefore, Bhagavatam is this samanta. Kimba pararishvaraha. Right in the beginning we hear, Kimba parari. There's no need of anything other. Shastra, it's all summarized here. Adharma, dharma. What is adharma? Apadharma. It's all summarized here in Bhagavatam. Fortunately, that Parikrama Maharaj knew what to ask. What would we ask? Wouldn't know anything. Oh, hell, save me. But he's asking very pointed, as it says here, savishesha, specific, very specific questions. Manasamhita, of course we have other shastras, no problem. Still, more than you can take in Bhagavatam. Vidya, what is it? An ocean of knowledge is there in Bhagavatam. Unlimited ocean of knowledge. After many births, one comes to the point that he reads Bhagavatam. May have been attracted in previous time life, we might have been attracted and read the Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana, Skanda Purana, who knows what we did? We don't know exactly. But here it's very specific, Bhagavatam, and is the quest, the answer to all the questions. More than we could have, more questions than we could have. In fact, Parikrama Maharaj says that in places, but I don't know what to ask, but you please give me the answers. I may not have asked all the questions. Still, there's so many questions. In the beginning, there were 6 questions about the incarnations, and the sages were asking Sutta, headed by Shanaka, that we have so many questions, but we respect that you will know it because you know everything, not only spiritual, but material. Everything. Because you are, why? Because you are so submissive to your gurus. Bruyush nigdashya shishya shad guruvo guruyam apyuta. Guruyam means the very confidential things you know, being blessed by your so many, more than one spiritual master. Bruyush nigdashya, very mild and very humble. Just like Narad Muni. He was getting the mercy of those acharyas. They were staying in his place, just see, 4 months, Chaturmasya. Sankirtyamana Munibir Mahatmabir. There were great Munis, Mahatmas. And just before leaving, they gave him the ultimate mercy. He was taking the remnants, also Sakrits. Even once, he said, he took the remnants. We don't know if he took more, but at least that one time. And Narad Muni, at the end of the 5th chapter of the first canto, he told to Vyasadeva, after giving him so many instructions, over and over again, instruction, a little more detail, a little more detail, a little more ecstasy and bliss coming in. He said in a different way. So, samapyate, he says, prakyahi dukkar moha ardhatatmana. Ardhatatmana means the suffering of all the living entities. So all these acharyas are looking after the suffering. And they're presenting Bhagavatam in a adding a little, mixing in a little of their own realization. Tamapya Dabrasutra Vishatam Vibho, he says, Narad Muni says to Vyasadeva, you will know all the shastras, you compiled all the shastras, Vishatam Vibho, Samapyate, and therefore you can, Bibhupsitam, you can give this knowledge to Bibhupsitam, means those who are already very learned, and even the masses of people who may be like animal-like, still, prakyahi dukkar moha ardhatatmanam Sankleśa, Nirvana, Shanti, all these klesha, misery, Sankleśa, that is falling upon everyone in this material world. Sankleśa, Nirvana, Nirvana, of course, in this verse means to be released from all these miseries. Sankleśa, Nirvana, Ushanti, Nanyata. And he says, Nanyata, there's no real other way. There's no other way except by presenting this Bhagavatam. Although it may be presented in this other religion, but we have to see, oh, they're taking a little here, a little there. That's fan the spark. You see that someone is a little bit, then this is expert preaching. How Prabhupada could come here? And he was praying on the Jaladut that, how will they understand? I don't understand. How, he was completely helpless. Make me dance, make me dance. Nachite, nachite, Prabhu. So he was a pure vehicle, and therefore he could touch the hearts. You can enter the hearts of everyone. This is what Vyasadeva told to Narada, that you can enter the hearts of everyone, just like the sun or the air, just like the super soul. So you enlighten me, because Vyasadeva was so despondent that I did all this Vedic, all these Shastras, and why am I feeling despondent? So then Narada was speaking, and okay, so is any discussions?
So when Vasudeva, you received that benediction from Lord Chaitanya, how long did that?
I think that it says specifically during Mahaprabhu's time. In fact, there's another section, of course, where Haridas Thakur was being the prostitute, or Maya Devi herself came, and then Avanyaya that Kaviraj Goswami says, Abhanyaya, this flood of Krishna praying now going on. Of course, he came a little after, but he's, that's another thing. Adya Piha, it says, even today, Deki Deki, Bhagya, Kona Kona Bhagavan Deki, that one who can see Mahaprabhu to this day, if he's very fortunate. But at least during that time, Avanyaya Jaina Bhashe, one who doesn't float in this love of God that's going on during the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it says, Say Jeev Char, he's a very fallen Jeev, especially during that time, but even after now, we can also take advantage. Anyone who reads, we got the benediction from Kaviraj Goswami, he's invoking benediction from Rupa, from Damodar Mahaprabhu himself. That anyone who takes this, right, an arpita chirim charat, may he enter the core of your heart. So there's no, and it's always there, but especially during the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Also, I was thinking about what you're talking about, King Anga and his son Vana, and how he tried everything to reform him, but wasn't able, so he went to the forest. I know he just renounced his entire kingdom. And in the purport, Prabhupada says that Krishna arranged all that just so that he could come back home, back to Godhead sooner. So how sometimes in our life, so many terrible things can happen, and sometimes it's just meant to bring us closer to Krishna. I haven't realized that, but I read it.
But ultimately, over and over again, it's saying, like Hanuman in his prayers, because he's mentioned then. So he's glorifying Lord Ram. And the very first verse, purport, Prabhupada quotes from Prahlad Maharaj, Yanmaitrinati Grihamedi Sukham Hitucham, that this household, material life, gives all pain, you know. Because the pleasure is tucham, very insignificant. Grihamedi Sukham Hitucham. Kanduinene Karyor Viduka Dukam. Lord Ram showed the example among many things in his pastime, but according to Hanuman, who is the chief servitor, great philosopher, he says in his very first prayer in the fifth 5:19, he says that he's showing the miseries, and that's given also in 9th canto, I forget the 10 chapters, and that the miseries of attachment, although he's not materially attached to Sita Devi, and he appears to a mundane eye that he's experiencing separation from Sita Devi. He tries to find Sita Devi, but actually he's experiencing viraha, ecstasy of separation, just like Radha Krishna. But at whatever level it can take, you know, just there's so many levels you can see Ramchandra's pastime. And from the dharmic level also, he's showing that if one is married, first he's showing also that shouldn't get attached in this material world. But if you are, you have to show this, that he went after the biggest demon to smash. Of course, the example is there, Ravana, he sees everything mundane. He thinks he can enjoy this material energy separate from Ram. There's many basic lessons and then more dharmic lessons to be learned from this pastime. So there's always something to be learned on every level. Vidya Bhagavata Vidhi, the ocean of knowledge, is here in the Bhagavatam. Main idea in the beginning is Samsarinam Kurunayaha, Purana Guyam. This Purana, very confidential, the essence of the all shastras. Sarva Shastra Koi. Then it is full of mercy. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking this Purana out of full mercy. Sangsarinam, for those who are in the samsara. What is samsara? It's very bad. That you're taking birth. Bhutva Bhutva Paliyate is already given in Gita. Again and again appearing in this material world. So for those who are caught in the nets, entangled here in the material world, then this Bhagavatam is spoken right from the beginning. Sangsarinam Kurunaya Purana Guyam Tam Vyasasunam Piyami Gurumana. His Vyasasun. We offer respects to the son of Vyasa for that. Shukadeva. I think Prabhupada mentions that. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, the greatest authority. So it may be presented in different forms, but here we're getting it purely in the Bhagavatam. Why go somewhere else and get it? We can go further to Chaitanya Charitamrita, but we cannot go to anywhere. We're not going to go. Sometimes we hear that people, you know, they go back and they study the Bible. After reading Bhagavatam, then you go back and study the Bible. And you scratch your head and you go, what? Yes? Give her the microphone, please.
I thought that was a very good point you were making just now as far as how this one pastime, seeing it on different levels. On one level, this pastime about Lord Ram, he is that you be the main point to be detached, but yet at the same time, the same pastime is telling to be responsible, and then the same pastime is showing the highest viraha. And I remember hearing Radha Govinda Maharaj talking about that particular pastime. Instant in Ramayana, he said that it's the longest description, that the number of chapters that's dedicated to that is just huge amount of Lord Ram crying out for Sita.
Right. So, yeah, I'm not that great on Ramayana myself.
But thank you.
Anything else? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.